Hello there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit.
Okay,
Her name
great.
is Jara Maribel. Let me spell her name. If like J as in Joker, A as in Apple, R as in Red, A as in Apple, Jara, and the last name would be Maribel. Maribel.
All right, great.
And her phone number is 213-677-4845.
All right, excellent. Thank
Got
you
it?
so much. Yeah.
Yeah, so can I connect you with her?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, hello there. This is Marty on a recorded line with the Hair Relaxer lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad, wrapping up the year here. Yeah, you have any spending some time with the family for New Year's yourself?
Yeah, I would definitely be spending some time with the family, just, chilling out.
Good, good. Hey, you know what? That's my favorite thing to do.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
I do. Thank you for your help, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Really is my pleasure. And did you already get an attorney to help assist you with filing a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I just did some research and that's how I found,
Okay, well, you
this.
know what? I'm good at answering questions too, so if you kind of are scratching your head about anything, I'm more than happy to help you with anything, okay?
Okay, no worries. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this is a longer form of the attorney question. Just bear with me. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
All right. And then were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And what type of cancer are you diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it was ovarian cancer, stage one. And with clear cell type.
Did you say go with a clear cell carcinoma?
Clear cell type, yeah.
Oh, okay. Clear cell type. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. I'm sorry to hear that. And so, ultimately I'll go ahead and ask you a few more questions here, and then, that way you can be a part of the lawsuit. And, really my job's just easy. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I fill this out accurately. Now, of course, you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when were you diagnosed with cancer?
So that was around like what? Oh yeah, April 15, 2024.
Okay, April 15th, 2024.
28. Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm going to ask a little bit about, doctor information. What was the name of your doctor that diagnosed you, if you could
Her
remember?
name was Sandra Nieto.
Sandra Nieto?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, let me go ahead and ask you to, I think there might be more than one of those here. So was that in California or was that elsewhere?
Well, I was treated at the Monterey Park Hospital.
Okay, Monterey Park.
Yeah.
And that's in California?
Yeah, Los Angeles, California. Well,
Okay,
sorry,
that's what I thought.
Monterey. Yeah, Monterey Park, California.
Okay. And you said Monterey Park Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And then is that at a 900 South Atlantic Boulevard in Monterey Park, California?
Yeah, exactly that one.
Okay, thank you.
course.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll try to help you as much as I can. Usually we can get everything pretty well done here. Now, do you have the telephone number, or would you like me to just get that from the general number, the 626-570-9000?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so then we'll use the one from Google there for the Monterey Park Hospital. Okay, 626-570-9000, which matches up with the address. Okay, and so then you were diagnosed in California. I can assume, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, did you use a hair relaxer of any brand, for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis?
No, I just used the L'Oreal Dark and Light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be any brand, right? Of any brand. So
Oh, yeah.
yeah, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis?
Yeah, I was using the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely for around from what, December 2018 to around March 2024. And I will use it like 6 times in like the year span.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to use it a lot.
Okay.
But I'm not using it longer.
Okay, and then about how many times a year did you use it on average?
Like 6 times a year?
6 times per year? Okay.
Yeah, for about 6 years.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. Okay, give me one moment. Sorry, sometimes I'll stop for a moment just to fill in some information. So I appreciate you've been so patient so far.
No worries. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, and then you were diagnosed at Monterey Park Hospital. That was the facility name, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're obviously a resident of the United States, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
7/6/1995.
Okay. July 6, 1995. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then do you have any friends or family that also used hair relaxers?
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. Well, make sure to let them know, what to look out for if they do end up getting, and God forbid, cancer, then, let them know what to look out for, and you could always send them our way if they need help, okay?
Definitely. I'm doing my research for them right now.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and that is such a tough spot, but you've definitely had a good outlook so far, I'll tell you that. I would hate to be in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And what state did you use hair relaxer?
In California.
Okay. And then I think, let me make sure, because you said it kind of quickly. I tried to jot down the notes. You said you started using hair relaxer around, let's say, December 1st, 2018. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you stopped using it. Did you say March, about March of 2024?
Yeah, this year around March 2024.
Okay. So we'll say, to the best of your knowledge, you were using it from around, let's say, December 1st, 2018 to around March 1st, 2024, just to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this one is a little more limiting. I know you said you used it around, I think you said about 6 times a year. So that would be more on a, we'll say, a monthly basis. It says how often you use these, and it would be in between monthly or 4 times a year. So we'll just say around like monthly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years, have you used the hair relaxer products? Was it just, so was it consecutive from 2018 to 2024, around 6 years?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you use it at a salon, at home, or at both?
It was both.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it most often?
The beauty supply.
Okay, is that where you also get it done at the salon, or is it different?
It's just so as the beauty supply is where they supply the products, and then the salon is where they do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a little out of the loop there. So thank you.
No, you're fine. You're just a guy.
I'm gonna say you said it better than I could. I appreciate that. Nice. What city was that, the beauty supply?
That was in Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, give me one second.
No worries.
Okay, so they said Beauty Supply Los Angeles. And then as far as the salon, do you have a name of a salon that would possibly, where you used it?
I don't really remember because it was so long ago with the salon. So most of the time, I would just use it on myself. So.
Okay, you know what? We'll just go with home then, and yeah. I think that would probably be a little bit better since, you're probably doing it primarily at home.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you know what? When you speak with the lawyers, I'm sure you can always go ahead and disclose more, and if it helps, I'm sure that they'll be more than happy to take that down. But we'll go ahead and just lean with home more often than not. And then you said you use Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did your this is kind of worded a little bit funky, so I'm gonna kind of slow it down for you here, and I'll even add my own little stipulations here. So it says your cancer diagnosis. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years? And it's 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 complete year.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That from what you're saying, that does make sense. Thank you. All right. And then, what type of treatment did you receive, from your doctors?
So I had chemotherapy 6 cycles over 6 months, and then I had a partial hysterectomy. My right ovary was removed on April 23rd, 2024.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, I hope you're feeling better. I mean, in spite of all of that.
Yeah. You know,
Yeah.
time here.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's beyond words, so nothing but the best for you, from here on out. Yeah. What was your treatment date?
So that was 4/23/2024.
Okay. And then what was do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
I just remember Sandra, the Miss Sandra Nieto.
Sandra Nieto. Okay,
So
we'll go ahead and put her down there too then, okay?
yeah.
Since that's who you remember there. Give me one moment, just transferring. Okay. And then, will you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Yeah, you know.
All right. And then you know what? The my assistant there that transferred you over to me, tried his best with your name. I don't want to mess it up. I'm just going to start from scratch with you, okay? Will you go ahead and what is your first name?
Jara, Jara, and then my
Perfect.
last name is Marable, Marable.
Okay, well, I was closer than I thought. Okay, that's very good. Jara Maribel.
Yes.
And that's J as in Juliet, A-R as in Romeo, A, right? J-A-R-A?
J-A-R.
Sorry, did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, both A's as in alpha. Okay. And then,
A-A-R-A.
yeah, J-A-R-A. Okay. Sorry if I made that more difficult than it had to be. You gave it loud and
No,
clear.
you're fine.
Thank you. And then Maribel, M as in Michael, M, sorry, so it's M-A-R as in Romeo, A-B as in Bravo, L-E as in Echo, Marable.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And then, okay, and then I'll need your social. If not, you can give me the last four and then just give the rest of your social to the attorneys when you talk to them. Either way.
Okay, I could do last four.
Sure.
It's 8226.
8226. Thank you. Okay, and then what's the best email for you, Jara?
KAYRENEE 64 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Like A Renee 64 at yahoo.com. K. Oh, K Renee. Oh, I'm. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so I have K as in kilo, A as in alpha, Y as in Yankee. K, right? And then Renee, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo. N as in November, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, Renee. Okay, 64 at yahoo.com. Okay, and then telephone number is it 213-677-4845?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I had a feeling you were in California there. I am too. I'm in Orange County right now.
Oh, nice. I like that area.
Hey, you know, you're welcome at any time. There we go.
I'm in mid-city. Cool over
Yeah.
here.
Well, I hope the weather's treating you well over there.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's been a warm winter so far, huh?
Yeah, it was cold yesterday, but getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and this is a mobile number, right? Like a cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the best address for you?
2317 and a half Lucerne Avenue.
Okay.
And that is Los Angeles, California, 90016.
Okay, perfect. And I have that exactly. I'll go ahead and feed that back to you, make sure that I'm right, okay? So I have 2317 and one half Lucerne, Lucerne Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90016.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have copy of your medical records, or could you get them if needed?
Yes.
Okay.
Permission is granted. All the records are at the
I like that. Thank you very much. And then
house.
can you provide these well, what is your preferred method of providing them if they ask you, right? A lot of times when you say, like you said, it made me laugh actually when you said permissions granted, that they could probably get them. But if you had to get anything, would it be by, you know, by mail or electronically that you prefer to send them, or either?
I can do electronically.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to read you a quick script regarding emergency contact information. Okay, so we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that you can list?
Yeah, ready
Okay.
for it.
Yeah, do they live with you or elsewhere?
They live elsewhere, but they're
No, that's
not
fine. Yeah, no,
too
that's fine. Just I just have to ask for some reason, not sure why, but it helps. Thank you. And then what's the name?
All right. Keia, K-E-I-A.
Okay, K-E-I-A. All right.
Mm-hmm. And the number is 442-436-5598.
Okay. And then relationship to you?
Cousin.
Cousin? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's Keia, K-E-I-A, 442-436-5598, and that's your cousin?
Yes.
Okay, and then lives elsewhere. I'm going to just... just pardon me for one moment. I'm going to run through everything again with you real quickly, but since we already have the information, I'm just going to run through it quickly, okay?
No worries.
All right, now I just reiterate, since we're starting at the top of the call, that I'm on a recorded line. I always like to mention that. And then the first question I asked was, you know, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit? You said yes. Did you get an attorney yet? You said no. Are you willing to affirm that you haven't signed anything with another law firm? You said yes. You did use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years. And then you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. All of that is correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed April 15th, 2024. Your diagnosing doctor is Sandra Nieto. The address was 900 South Atlantic Boulevard in Monterey Park, California. And then the phone number was 626-570-9000. All of that is correct to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. And thanks for being so engaged. I know I read fast.
you do.
Thank you for being there for that. And then... you used hair relaxer of any brand, right? But you specifically said Dark and Lovely, but ultimately more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then about six times a year was how much you estimated the amount of times you used it. The facility you were diagnosed was Monterey Park Hospital. And then you're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth was... July 6, 1995, you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. And then, you know, I did inquire as far as, you know, if anyone you knew used hair relaxer, you said yes. So you told me you'd look out for them. And then the state you used hair relaxer was California. You started using it December 1st, 2018 to about March 1st, 2024. All of that is correct to the best of your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how often did you use these products? About monthly, because they didn't give us every option there. So we'll say monthly. Consecutive years that you used hair relaxer products was about 6 years. And then you used it at home mostly. You used Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal. And then your diagnosis of cancer happened 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. All of that is correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then the type of treatment you received was chemotherapy and a partial hysterectomy. Your treatment date was about April 23rd, 2024. And then the doctor you remember, so we'll use her as a treating doctor as well, Sandra Nieto at 900 South Atlantic Boulevard in Monterey Park. And then same number, 626-570-9000, okay?
Yeah.
And then... you confirmed you are a female. Name is spelled J-A-R-A and then M-A-R-A-B-L-E. Your last four of your social is 8226. Your email is kayrenee64@yahoo.com. Your telephone number, 213-677-4845, and that is a mobile number. All of that is correct too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. And then
no worry.
Appreciate that. And then your full address is 2317½ Lucerne, L-U-C-E-R-N-E Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90016. Okay. And then you could get a copy of your medical records, slash have a copy, either one. And then you could provide them electronically if needed. Your emergency contact does not live with you. Her name is Keia, K-E-I-A, And her phone number is 442-436-5598. And that's her cousin, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for letting me just speed through that and make sure I had everything right. You're going to get a text and an email so that we can... We're just going to send the initial forms real quick. This is not filing anything. This is just so you can speak to the attorney. And then they can actually handle the more difficult things, not just the spelling of the name and everything like I went through, okay?
Yes, of course. Of course. Okay.
Excellent. So ultimately, if I'm not on Bluetooth or speaker already, you can do that. And I can help you with the technical parts of the DocuSign. So you'll get a text. Oh, okay. Yeah. From me, Martin at Mastert Strategies, and it'll be a DocuSign. Okay.
Yes, I see it.
Perfect.
Okay,
okay, yeah. And the first thing will just be permissions. I might make you check a box and hit yes a couple times. And then when it starts, a lot of times, you know, you'll probably go faster than me, but you can time me in if you need a little bit of help there.
Yeah, I think we're bad at not reading these things.
Yeah, well, luckily this one is, I think there's like about a page and a half of actual like, you know, written consent or terms. A lot of this is just making sure that your information is correct, because this isn't the filing itself. This is just so you can speak to the attorneys, you know, and legally they can actually advise you. And, you know, the next step is talking to them, giving your okay. And then they would be the ones that filed on your behalf. So this is just pretty much submitting. Yeah. Just giving your information to them and allowing them to talk to you. Yeah.
Okay. I did that for you.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get on. I can go ahead and make sure it's filled out correctly here. And then I'll give you a text with my information. Ultimately, they're going to be calling you within the next 12 to 24 hours. Obviously, we're in the holiday zone right now. So, you know, if there's any sort of discrepancies or missed cues, you can always get back to me. I'm going to go ahead and make sure I get you a text right now with my info and their info. So you can always call them. And then and if you're having any trouble at all, you call me and I'll take care of it. I want to make sure that I, you know, you have every resource that you can possibly have. So you don't feel like, where the heck am I in all this, you know?
Yes, of course. I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, let's see. Where are we? Okay, so this will be with, Pulaski. And I sent it from my direct line. I did also, I left their number within the text. This is sent from my number. Okay, so you'll know you can just text it back if you need to. You know, and ultimately right now, like I said, you know, give them a chat, you know, talk to them, and then, you know, they'll instruct you what to do from there. If you ever feel like, heck, what's going on, give me a message or a call. I'm always more than happy to talk to you, especially, you know, you are a pleasure to talk to and meet today. So I'm always more than happy to help you.
You are an attorney as well? Or are you?
No, I'm not. No, no, I'm not that important. You know, I'm just, you know, I always say I'm your cheerleader is what I am. You know, I'm here to make sure that I.
You're the claims person, though, right?
Yeah, I'm the intake specialist. So I fill out the intake. Pretty much, like, if you look at it, right, we'll say an attorney's time is worth a lot of money, right? A lot of, you know, valuable time. So what I do is make sure that the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and then I can answer any, like, you know, surface-level questions, you know, because a lot of people have questions initially that, you know, I would probably be more fit to answer. And then if they're, you know, there's going to be more legal questions and inquiries from there. You're going to be able to talk to them with all the complicated stuff. But I just make sure that all the information is accurate. That way you can actually take care of the real stuff with them without having to go through the small things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay. But, you know, like I said, I'm your cheerleader. So if you need anything in the meantime, if you need, you know, if there's any miscues, you go ahead and give me a call or a text and I'll be more than happy to help you, you know, and in the meantime, and I'll say I'm not going to be here tomorrow or the next day, just to give you a fair warning. But, you know, ultimately I hope you have a a happy new year with your family, and you know, you have a good one there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope the same for you as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure. It was really nice meeting you, and you know, other than that, I hope you have a happy new year and a blessed rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.